ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। आजहार अश्व मेधां श्रीं गंगायां भूरी दक्षिणा शारदवतं गुरुं कृत्वा देवा यत्र अक्षी गोचरा आजहाराश्वमेधां स्त्रीं गंगायां भूरि दक्षिणां शारदवतं गुरुं कृत्वा देवा यत्राक्षि गोचरा आजहाराश्वमेधां स्त्रीं गंगायां भूरि दक्षिणा शारद्वतं गुरुं कृत्वा देवा यत्राक्षि गोचरा आजहाराश्वमेधां स्त्रीं गंगायां भूरि दक्षिणा शारदवतं गुरुं कृत्वा देवा यत्राक्षि गोचरा गंगायां भूरि दक्षिणा शारदवतं गुरुं कृत्वा
Ashwamedhan, horse sacrifices.
Three.
Gangayam, on the bank of the Ganges. Bhuri, sufficiently. Dakshinam, rewards. Sharadavatam, Pandukrupacharya. Gurum, spiritual master. Kritva, having selected. Devaha, the demigods. Yatra, wherein. Akshi, eyes. Gocharaha, within the purview. Translation. Maharaj Parikshit, after having selected Kripacharya for guidance as his spiritual master, performed three horse sacrifices on the banks of the Ganges. These were executed with sufficient rewards for the attendants, and at these sacrifices, even the common man could see demigods.
Now, people say that why we do not see the demigods? So, the answer should be, where is your sacrifice, or sacrifice? The demigods, they are not so cheap, just like the king or the president. Does he come anywhere? He is a cheap common man. No. Where the kings or the demigods or a graces like Narad Muni will come, that place also must be worth coming there. So, there were interplanetary systems. Just like Arjuna went to the heavenly planet. Similarly, in such sacrifices, if it was arranged by great kings like Maharaj Parikshit and others, Maharaj Yudhishthir, then the demigods invited, they would come. Not only they would come, but all common men could see. Therefore, it is said here, Jatra Akhi Gochara, Deva Jatra Akhi Gochara. He was very much proud of seeing everything, but we should wait for being qualified to see. Not that, whimsically, I want to see. Oh God, please come before me, I want to see. Say, God, what is that? Just suitable for your seeing power. God is very kind. Here he is present in the temple. And if God sees, then you realize that he is God. So, God or demigod, everyone can be akhi-gochara within the purview of your vision. Provided you are qualified. This is the process. These rascals say, can you show me God? Well, what power you have got to see? First of all, gain that qualification. Then you will see. God is everywhere. Andantarastham parvanucaya. Even he is within the atom. Therefore, one who is not competent to see God is advised to see God in different ways in the Bhagavad Gita. Just like Krishna says, Rasoham Asukanteya Prabhatmi Sashishujaya. Panyakantya, Arjuna, I am the taste of the water. We try to see God there in the taste of water. At the present moment, we have got many senses. You want to see God with the eyes, so begin with your tongue. This is also another sense. Just like if there is nice food stuff, if I say, let me see how it is, let me see once you are already seeing. What do you want? No, I want to touch in the tongue. That is, let me see. Not by the eyes. If there is good sweet meat, halwa, then let me see means let me test. So first of all, taste what? It is within your reach of the sensual perception. But try to practice. Then, sevarmukhi jivado usame vaskurathala. Then you realize God will reveal to yourself when you become submissive, devoted to God by tasting the prasadam. You see God personally. You talk with Him. That is possible. So at the present moment, we want to see God, but we do not acknowledge that we are not qualified. How we can see? If I cannot see even an ordinary president by my hints, I want to see the president or the such and such big officer. You cannot see unless you are qualified. So how you can see God? That is not possible. You have to qualify yourself, then you will see God. Akhi-gochara. Akhi-gochara means that we are seeing, you are seeing, me, I am seeing you. Similarly, you will see the demigods of God, provided you are qualified. So, Maharaj Parikshit was so exalted king that by his invitation, the demigods would come. and public could see. That was possible, that is stated here. You are so, I want to say, exalted king. He could invite. And the kings also were invited. The Maharajanishti went. That was interplanetary exchange. That is now not, you cannot go by the Sputniks to the heavenly planet. The moon planet is also one of the heavenly planets. All the other planets, they are all heavenly planets. Urdham, Urdham was Santi Sattva. When you are competent, fit for going there, then you can go there. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti Deva Vrata Deva Pitri Janti Pitri Vrata Bhuti Janti. You can go. But you must be qualified. Pitri Vrata Deva Vrata. Similarly, you can go to Krishna also. If you are Krishna Vrata Madhyajinopi Janti Ma. What to speak of going to other planets? If one is qualified, if one is pure devotee, Krishna says, he also comes to me. So, this exchange of going and coming is not difficult, provided a person is qualified. Not a cat and dog can go. That is not possible. So another important point is Ajahara Asamidha. Three times. The Asamidha Yoga is so expensive that the king of Indra, he executed the Asamidha Yoga 7 times. So Maharaj Prithu was also going to complete 7 times. So there was some competition. The Indra would not allow him to complete 7 times, otherwise he would become equal with him. So among the kings, not only in this planet, but in other planets also, the Asamaida Yoga was performed by very, very powerful, these kings, not ordinary. It is very expensive. Because it is said, Bhuri Dakshina. Vast amount of money required for distribution in charity. Then you can perform asami. Similarly, there is Gomed Yoga. Asami Yoga was to send the horse with flag that such and such king is the emperor of the whole world. So, if some king in some state, he does not agree that he is emperor, he will capture the horse. I don't agree. I don't accept. Then there will fight. You have to accept. In this way, they will be sacrificed. So, Maharaj Parikshit was the emperor of the whole world, whole this planet. So he performed 3 times. Now, that means 3 times he challenged if there is any dispute, any objection of my becoming emperor. This is awesome. If you have got any objection, then I will make you obliged to accept me. Otherwise, if you accept, that's all right. You remain in your state, give me tax. This is it. So, it is very expensive. Formerly one king performed this Asamed Yoga and Bhuri Dakshina. He gave in Dakshina. Dakshina means in charity. Just like you give Dakshina to a spiritual master of my mission. Similarly, here also, It is said, Saradvatam Guru Kritva. Everything must be executed under the guidance of a guru. Not whimsically. Oh, I have got my own idea. I have got my own law. I can do whatever I like. This is simply Vaishnava. Yasasavidimusrijyam vattvati kamakarata. The Bhagavad Gita it is said. Then anyone who does not follow the instruction of the Shastra, how things should be done, Shastra vidhi usrijyam vattvati kamakarata, does things whimsically. Rasukham savamnati. You'll never get happiness. Everything should be done according to Shastra. And the Shastra should be guided by Acharya Guru. Acharya means one who knows what is there in the Shastra. He practices in his life and teaches his disciples. He is called Acharya. Acharya is not a physical thing. He must know. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj appointed Acharya. Saradvata. He is the brother of Dronacharya. Dronacharya was also Acharya, but he was military Acharya. And here, he was Acharya for Vedic rituals. Acharya. Vijnana Thumsa Guru Meva Guru Kirtya. You have to do things very rightly. You must appoint. Just like if you are going to the court to file some suit, do it very nicely. You have to appoint a very good lawyer. Similarly, these Vedic principles, the Vedic rituals, they should be performed under the direction of Acharya Guru. Not whimsically. So, therefore, this kind of sacrifices are forbidden in this age. That was discussed between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prachand Kali, the Mahamudan magistrate of Nadia. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged the Kali Mahamudan. That what is your religion that you eat your father and mother? This was the challenge by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now what is that, father and mother? The mother, your cow is your mother. You drink milk, a cow. And the bull is your father. Because without bull, without the cow and bull being united, there is no milk. So how is that you are eating your father and mother? So this is a great challenge. Actually, those who are the meat eater, beef eater, they are killing their father and mother and become implicated in sinful life. Therefore we say, no meat eating. No meat eating. If you become implicated in sinful life, how you can be happy? There must be nature's punishment. Just like you, if you infect some disease, nature must punish it. You must suffer for the disease. You cannot get out. It is not possible. Karanam guna sangasya. Why there are so many varieties of that? Why not one class of men, all President Nixon? Why not? When there is bump, in the body is this. In your country, I am saying. Why there are arrangements of first class, second class, third class, fourth class, fifth class men? All animals, all trees, and everything is there. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam guna sangayasya. As you have infected yourself with a particular type of modes of nature, you'll get body. Yes. If you have infected to get the body of a dog, then it must be infected. People who are keeping dog, that means he's being infected by the germs of dog, next time you give them a dog. Isn't that fair? What he'll think at the time of death? He has got a beloved dog, he'll think of somebody in your country, the bequest, great, I would say, wealth for the dog. That means at the time of death, at the time of death, he's thinking of his beloved dog. So he must be a dog. So all his wealth goes to the dog and he goes to become a dog. This science is unknown to the rascals. Jangjangabhapi smaranam bhavam tajatam tetalivanam. At the time of death, your position of the mind will create the next body. This is the science. So, if you create your the position of the mind, Krishna concept, then you get a body like Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. And this is Krishna consciousness. So why you shall love dog and cat? Love God, Krishna. And you get the next body like Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. This is Krishna consciousness. How to think of Krishna at the time of death? Then your life is suffering. So that has to be practiced. Sadatata bhava bhavi. If you always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that means you remember Krishna always. So there is chance. 99% chance that at the time of your death, you think of Krishna and your life is suffering. Very simple method. Make always your mind absorb in Krishna. Naturally, at the time of death, you'll think of Krishna. Bhagyanina jantima. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Takta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māmeti kondya. Such person, Krishna, such person. Who knows Krishna? If you think of Krishna, naturally you know of Krishna. You know of Krishna. Krishna is within your heart. So, if you think of Krishna, then gradually you become Krishnaized. Just like you put the iron rod in the fire, gradually it becomes fire. One warmer, warmer, then red hot. When it is red hot, it is fire. Wherever you touch, it will burn immediately. Similarly, if you think of Krishna, the same example, touching fire, so Krishna will purify you. Sinnatana sadata Krishna, punnat samana kītana. Just like you are being purified by hearing about Krishna daily. Otherwise, why you are coming here? We have no money to bribe you to come here. You are hearing. Becoming Krishnaized. That's what you're coming. So this is the process, simple process. You simply be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then you become Krishnaized, purified. And as soon as you become purified, you understand Krishna. Sevan mukhi hi jivhado sāva. You understand Krishna when Krishna becomes revealed. Just like something is covered. You try to move the covering. You see the goal. Similarly, by your constant endeavor to become Krishna conscious, Krishna is revealed to you. Yes. You are so anxious to see me? Yes. Yeah. You see Krishna. How this is possible? Premanjana chudita bhakti vilosane. By thinking of Krishna, naturally, you become attached, just like materialists. They are always thinking of woman and money, so they become attached to woman and money. The materialists. So similarly, if you think of Krishna, you become attached to Krishna. It is not difficult. So, Vyasamayidam kamalammam sanyasam palakaititam. This was explained by why Aswamedh Yajna is forbidden in this age. In this age, no sacrifice is possible. There is no money. There is no guru. Guru means who can conduct these sacrifices. First of all, there is no means. Even one can conduct. There is no means. It requires huge amount of money. Here it is said that bhuri dakshina. Bhuri means unlimited amount. Bhuri means very great. So there is no money. Neither there is expert Brahman also who can conduct such sacrifices. Because they must chant the Vedic mantra so perfectly that if a horse or a cow is put into the fire, he will come out with a new life. That is the test. The Sanatali Muslim magistrate, he also challenged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is your this religion? You are eating your father and mother. Direct. Not that you are talking with the magistrate. He should be really little respectful. No. In a spiritual matter, everything is spoken. Clearly. No compromise. Just like we say, you are not a Krishna conscious person, then you are a rascal. You may be the president. That doesn't matter. But because you are not Krishna conscious, you are a rascal. There is no compromise. No. Here is a big man. How he is speaking? You see, everywhere. There are so many scientists come. I say, you are a rascal, you are a demon. I see. And they tolerate. I prove that he is a rascal. I prove that he is a rascal, he is a demon. Then he tolerates, yes. We have got sufficient strength to prove any materialistic man to prove that he is a rascal. That is possible. Buddhimanda Dushakitara. If one is practically a devotee of God, he doesn't care. Even personality is like Vidhi. Vidhi means Lord Brahma. Vidhimanda Dushakitayate. Kitayate means such great personality are taken by perfect devotee as ordinary insect. As ordinary insect has no value. Similarly, anyone, however great he may be in this material world, if he is not God conscious, he is no better than insect. Because yet it has no value. Because he does not know that he is going to become a dog next life. He loved a dog very much and he bequeathed his all property to the dog, but he is going to become himself a dog. That was his rascal. What is his intelligence? He got some money. There are many instances in the country. He bequeathed the whole wealth to the dog, is it not? So how much rascal is that? And if you go to give us some money for advancing Krishna consciousness, no, no, we are not interested in religion. I'm interested in dog. How much rascal is that? Just imagine. So everyone is a rascal. Everyone is a rascal. How you so boldly say that everyone is? Because Krishna says, we have this mind. We have to follow. Just like a small child follows the talking of his father and mother. So, similarly, we learn from Krishna. Krishna says, Namāga diṣṭhitanam mūrhā pravadyante narādhava. Māyā puritam jñānā āsari bhāva marāsita. Krishna says, so we have learned from Krishna. So we test. What is the test? Namāga pravadyante. He does not surrender to Krishna. So such person, what he is?
Dushkritino, sinful.
Meritorious sinful. Look, when merit is applied for sinful activities, he can do it very nicely. Than the ordinary man. A scientist discovered some method of stealing, how to break the treasury of the bank. So that does not mean, because he is doing scientifically stealing, that does not mean he is not a thief. He is a thief. Or you can say, oh, he has done it very scientifically. The law will say, you are rascal, you are thief, you must be punished. So these so-called educated scientists, philosophers, what they are doing? They are simply doing mischief. Therefore, they are duskritina. Duskritina. Mura. Mura means rascal. Ass. Because nobody knows what is the aim of life. They're exactly like the ass. He does not know what is his interest. Unnecessarily, he is carrying 3 tons of cloth of the water there. Therefore, he's called ass. His game is little morsel of grass. He can get grass anywhere. Still, he's thinking, I'm obliged to this water man because he's supplying me grass. Therefore, I must have 3 tons of cloth on my back. This is ass. He has no interest. Not a single cloth belongs to him. And he's carrying 3 tons of cloth. Therefore, that means one who does not use it for interest and he works unnecessarily and wastes his life. So everyone in this material world, he does not know what is the aim of life. Unnecessarily he is making plans, this plan, that plan, this plan, that plan, and all plan is being frustrated by the laws of nature. David Jisa Gunami Mama Maya Guru. Every plan will fail. And those are plan making persons. They're all rascals. They do not know. So what kind of plan should be made? The plan should be made that everyone should be God conscious. Then every plan will be successful. Otherwise everything will fail. So these sacrifices are forbidden in the this age, Kali Yuga, because there is no expert brahmana who can conduct the sacrifices. Neither people have got any means. Now, so far, Huridakshana, so there was one king, he performed this sacrifice. And by the grace of Lord Shiva, he got the information of a golden mountain. So golden mountain, he collected enough gold from that mountain. And in the sacrifice, he made everything made of gold. Everything. So he distributed utensils, that is the sister, to the brahmana who attained the sacrifice, they are given money, utensils, cloth, bedding. Because brahmana, they do not care for material possession. They are simply engaged in Brahma consciousness, Lord consciousness. Therefore, it is a duty of the kshatriyas and the vaishyas to give them a charity. So many things. So that they may not feel any want of material necessities. They do not beg. So, this king, he arranged for distributing to the Brahmans so many golden utensils that when they are given to the Brahman, each and every Brahman, some of them thought, hey, what is the use of such a load? This is Brahman. So, after coming out from the sacrifice, they went through it. Who will carry such a load? Just see, that is Brahman. A big load of gold, they neglected, the creator. They don't want it. This king has given, all right, for death, but I swear. This is Brahma. Yes. He doesn't care for all these things. Brahmana is another Jajana Jajana Dana Pratigraha. He accepts charity, huge quantity. And next moment he spends or throws it. Again, poor man. That is Brahma. Again, collect money, spend it for Krishna consciousness. That is Brahma. That is Brahma. Bhuridakshina, these, in very long, long years ago, this was done. So when Maharaj Yudhishthira was in need of money for performing this Ashwamedha sacrifice, he asked his brother's assistant, now we have spent all our money in this battle of Kurukshetra, you know the expenditure of battle. So I require money. So where is the money? So when Krishna saw that Arjuna and Maharaj Yudhishthira very much perplexed to secure money, so he asked his friend Arjuna, you can go there near Himalaya. There is huge stock of gold utensils. And formally, they threw it away. You can go and collect, bring it. So immediately he went and he collected all his own utensils of gold and enough money was collected. Therefore, Arjuna's another name is Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya means who has conquered securing wealth. Dhan means wealth. Dhananjaya. this is sacrifice. This is sacrifice. But this is not possible. Ashwamedha bhavarama. This is forbidden. Here, at the present moment, the yajna is sankirtan. Yajnai sankirtanai prai jajanti hi sumedhas. Here, at the present moment, this yajna is recommended. This is the government of the Shastra, not manufacture. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. Sangha Panga Saparthadam. Jagvai Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Hishmedhasa. This is the process of Jagva in this age. What is that? The Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. The God's incarnation. That is incarnation. Not the manufacturing incarnation. That's the difference in the Shastra. So what is the incarnation? Prachanna avatar. In this Kali Yuga, the incarnation is Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu. It is said in the Shastra. Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam. He is simply chanting Krishna. Although he is Krishna himself. Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishna. Therefore, he has hidden himself, his bodily color is now Krishna, but golden. That is also stated. Krishna has got four colors. Shukra raktas tatha pita idanim Krishna tangataha. When Bhargavani made the horoscope of Krishna, that this child had three other colors, Shukra, Rakta, Tatha, Pita. He had his collar, red collar, and white collar, and now, yes, and yellow collar. Now he has assumed black collar. Shukra, Rakta, Tatha, Pita, Idanim Krishna Tangataha. So therefore his name was Krishna. Krishna has another collar, Pita, Pita Varana Gaura. That is our Chaitanya. Therefore, Tisha of Krishna, bodily, complex and not Krishna. Such Krishna, chanting Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna, Sangha Pangasa Pasa, followed by many devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. at least followed by Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, like that. So, this is the description of the incarnation of God in Kali Yuga. Prachanna avatar, there is another avatar, Kalki. So, Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishna Sangha Pangasa Parsadam, to such God, the method is to sacrifice. The sacrifice's method is Jagai Sankirtanai Prali. Jajanti Sumedhas. Sumedhas. Medhas makes brain substance. Those who have got good brain substance, such persons worship this law by the Jagai Sankirtanai. So that we are doing. Yeah. Here is Krishna Varnam Krishna Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, our first obedience is to him, then Krishna. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.